we sure hope your new year is coming in well for you. Hope you get a chance to spend it with some family and friends. And while you're making some new memories here during this holiday and holiday weekend, maybe you can help to preserve some old memories with regard to some of your family history. In the Family Living magazine, the supplement sent out by the Iowa Farm Bureau, I was interested in an article that was written by Iowa author Darcy Doherty Malsby. She offered some advice for preserving some of that family history and specifically tips for protecting some cherished family photos as well. We've probably all been there at one time or another, where we've been kind of digging through the attic or maybe looking through the bureau, and maybe have come across some shoeboxes or perhaps some of those family three-ring binder albums that we have with all those plastic pages with photographs stuffed inside. How many of those things are in decent shape? How many of those things will last maybe another 50 or 100 years? How many of those things have just been stuffed into a shoebox and maybe they're all stuck together now? Maybe they've been feeling the effects of extreme heat and extreme cold because they've been up in the attic. Perhaps they've seen some water damage because they've been kept down in the basement. This is your family history, and you can't replace some of these things once they're gone. So we need to do our best to make sure that we try as best we can to make sure that we preserve that family history for the next generations, not just in photographs and things, but also making sure that we get all the information that we need to find out more about ourselves and our histories. Now, in her article, she talks about, you know, especially now that winter has settled in, this is an opportunity you have to preserve some of that family history, maybe just 10 minutes at a time. And maybe that history can help your children and grandchildren thrive as well. She says that preserving history doesn't happen by accident. And she said this became clear as she researched and wrote her new book called Calhoun County, which showcases the stories of small town and rural Iowa life through the eyes of those who lived it. She said as she asked friends, neighbors, and local museum volunteers to contribute vintage photos for her book, she heard people say things like, "I'd love to help, but we don't have those photos." Some images succumbed to things like fires. Others were destroyed in flooded basements. Sometimes photos and documents were actually thrown away in a house cleaning frenzy some years ago. Well, that's why there's something special about old photographs, letters, and documents that do survive. She says she's grateful to the people who preserved stories of the February day in 1934 when the infamous gangsters Bonnie and Clyde robbed the Caneerum Bank. She said she's also thankful to the anonymous photographers who took pictures of major events in Calhoun County, like, for example, President Taft's 1911 visit to Rockwell City and the time that Babe Ruth played golf at Twin Lakes Golf Club following a batting exhibition back in 1940. She said she was able to include all of these things and more in her book, Calhoun County. And along the way, she's also discovered how preserving a legacy, especially family history, offers surprising benefits, especially for children. Now, she said this was proven by Dr. Marshall Duke, a psychologist at Emory University in the wake of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Duke's studies with U.S. families confirmed the children who know more about their family narrative have higher self-esteem, a stronger sense of control over their lives, less anxiety, and greater resilience, meaning that they can moderate the effects of any stress that they might encounter. So with all of that said, with that being our groundwork, she suggests that you start sharing your family narratives, and that can happen in as little as 10 minutes at a time, perhaps at holiday gatherings, dinner time, family vacations, different times when you get family together. Now, I know these holidays have passed, but Easter is not too far down the road. You'll have Mother's Day. You'll have all kinds of opportunities to get together with family, even if they are somewhat distant. And she suggests that you just start asking some questions. Start the conversation going. Find out more about their histories, because that's your history as well. Maybe just ask questions like, do you know where and how that your parents actually met? Do you know the story? Do you know some things that happened to your mom or dad when they were in school? You experienced lots of things. They did, too. Do you know some of the jobs that your parents or your grandparents had when they were younger? Do you know some awards that your parents may have received when they were young? Do you know the source of your name? What about some of the lessons your parents learned from good and bad experiences? Sounds to me, quite frankly, what she's saying is, do you know much about your family? Do you know anything about the history of your parents, grandparents, and on down the line? Now, she also suggests five other things that you can do to protect family history in as little as just 10 minutes at a time. One of those would be to exchange family photos and stories. Maybe instead of gifts with some family members during the holidays, have family members bring copies of family photos that they think other relatives might not have. And then you would enjoy sharing the photos, and in addition to the photos, you'll probably share some memories and some stories as well. Another tip is to protect those photos. Protect them from the sun, especially. You can display copies rather than originals. Also, you might want to store photos in acid-free boxes and acid-free albums with non-PVC plastic pockets and no adhesives, because that's always frustrating. We've all seen that over the years, the old photographs that we had stuffed into some of those plastic page protectors, and then we've got the glue and whatever else in there, and it just kind of makes a mess of things, and it sometimes can break down the materials there too, and it's just not all that attractive, and sometimes we end up just getting rid of those things because it made such a mess. Another thing she suggests is to print your photos. Maybe schedule 10-minute work sessions to select digital photos that you'd like to print. Then you can make time to print them using high-quality inks and photo papers instead of just a desktop printer and typing paper. Also, she suggests scheduling some 10-minute work sessions to begin scanning old photos that you might want to preserve. You can use an external hard drive or a cloud system to help back up your digital files. Lots of different ways. You can keep the original someplace else, but it is nice to be able to have some of those copies to depend on as well. Also, she suggests, and this is an important one, that you document the details. Whenever possible, note who is pictured in each of those photos. Use a soft lead pencil or a photo archiving pen to also list where the photo was taken, the date, and maybe a bit about the event that's depicted. You know, that is so, so incredibly important, because so many times we take loads and loads of pictures, but then later on we have no idea what they were from, where it was, who was with us at that time, was it at a specific event, what age was everyone? Who are the people in the photos? Are they relatives, or are they just people that happen to wander by? You know, there are so many things to wonder about. And if we can't remember those things 6 months later, how do we expect 60 years later, say, for example, that your grandchildren, when looking through some of these things, will actually be able to figure out, oh, yeah, that was my great-grandfather, if we don't jot those notes down. So it's good to have all that information. Take the time to do that. It can be absolutely invaluable to people later on. We know that from experience. Also, she suggests maybe going high-tech. There are apps that you can download to help collect family history through your smartphone. Also, you can use your phone's voice recorder or your video tool on your phone to record your family's histories. Just sit down sometime with Grandma or Grandpa and ask them some of those questions and record some of that. Someday they'll be gone, and when they leave, so do the stories go, and then you just never get those back. Nobody knows all the stories that you know, except you, unless you share them with other folks. So make sure you take the time to do those kinds of things. We always want to put those types of things off, but again, things happen. People pass, time marches on, and once the information is gone, a lot of times it is gone for good. So take the time to do that. You'll appreciate it. Your children will appreciate it. Your grandchildren will appreciate it. It'll be a job that's well worth the time. Hope you have a great time this weekend with family and friends over the first of the year holiday, the New Year's holiday, and we're glad you spent a little time with us here on the radio.